This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Some will be tempted to raise a glass today on this 80th anniversary of the repeal of Prohibition. One of the legacies of that law is the lingering existence of dry counties here and there, but especially in the South. The number is steadily declining, in part due to the economics of not selling alcohol, Sally Herships reports.
Lubbock County, Texas has a lot of new options for dinner and drinks.
One of them is Johnny Carino's, the Funky Door Bistro and Wine Restaurant.
Eddie McBride is president of the Lubbock Chamber of Commerce. With the exception of one retail strip, Lubbock was dry. But that changed after a 2009 ballot initiative. Until the new law, restaurants were reluctant to move in.
You see about a 6% increase in retail sales in the area when they switch from dry to wet.
Ray Perryman is a Texas economist. He says towns that don't offer alcohol can lose out on other sales as well.
If you go to another area to go to a liquor store, and while you're there, you may stop and buy groceries. You may do some other shopping at local stores, but just because you're out and you're making a trip.
The Center for Disease Control says states spend billions on excessive drinking. But Perryman says all consumers have access to alcohol. So even those areas that ban drinking end up with alcohol-related bills for health care, crime, and justice without getting any of the benefits of selling the drinks. I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.